Every Tuesday, we love to find out what's doing around the Musselbrook Shire District with Mayor Rod Scholes, and he joins us again. How are you, Rod?
Very good, Mayor. Nice weather.
It is lovely weather. We could speak at length about what happened on Saturday night with the Wallabies, but we'll just leave it with what a famous victory we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
Yes, we'll file that one away like that, yes. actually, the most famous game I always remember is the one where we got bitten by the All Blacks on the bell, but we came from about 24-0 down.
I was at that game, and they were giving it to us. There was over 120,000 of us sitting in that stadium, and the Kiwi fans were giving it to us, and then come half-time, they were feeling a little bit nervous when the scores were tied up.
That's right, yes. No, I was actually at the game too. It was pretty amazing.
You've got some great news for the animal shelter.
Amended design and flood study will be reviewed at this council meeting coming up. And we're also pleased to announce we've got two grant applications that were submitted have been successful. So one to the federal government, local roads and community infrastructure phase two. We've managed to achieve $565,000. And also from New South Wales local health stimulus package, we've managed to gain $575,000. So the council allocated $1.4 million to the animal shelter, and so it's going to be in budget, and the project is well and truly on the way.
Fantastic. So it has started, or is it that you're about to start turning some earth over?
Yes, if you go down there past the barn there, you'll see some construction signs up. This COVID thing might have an impact. I'm not quite followed up on that one yet, whether some of our construction workers are Greater Sydney based. Other than that, because that's actually having an impact at the pool as well.
All right. Now, who won the photography prize, Rod?
All right. So the winner of the acquisitive prize was Ian Skinner, and his work was titled Ashscapes 1-4. And we're planning to have a lovely function on Saturday night, but again, COVID managed to restrict that. So the information was actually live streamed on Facebook, which is quite good. Second prize went to Ian Cherry, while Anna Papalato was third. And so all the winning entries will actually be on show at the Art Gallery from Monday to Saturday, 10 to 4, until the 21st of August.
Do the winners deserve a round of applause?
Yes, they should.
There we go. We can do everything in the magic of radio.
Now,
finally, you wanted to update us. We're talking the communication for the council about projects and ongoing projects. What do you want to say about that?
Well, since I've come in the new role, I know some of the stories can be dry about specific projects. So what I'd like to do going forward is just to identify when projects get to milestones. So a tender's been let, contractor's been chosen, work's commenced, major milestone and construction's happened, just so that people on an ongoing basis can follow the job. To start with that, the Demmin Heritage Village, the design and construct tender will be advertised on our vendor panel. And once crossings are finalised, the village committee will seek a grant to fund this project. And the business plan is also being prepared for that. And again, out of Demmin, the signs are in place now for the lookout walk, which is good to see, good to hear. People won't get lost between the car park and the walk.
Yeah.
The Demmin Indoor Sports Centre. So we obtained grant funding as a result of the bushfires a couple of years ago, which was identified that towns needed a place where people could get refuge if they had to evacuate their houses. So the natural place to choose was Indoor Sports Centre. So we first managed to get some grants for both Denman and Musselbrook, the Regional Entertainment and Conference Centre, which has been going on now for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Since the special rate. The tender's actually closed on the 2nd of July, and the council officers are now making an evaluation of that, and that'll actually come up before council's meeting on the 27th. And Tech 2, so that construction tender has been awarded, and the site's established. You might have noticed that down there lots now, so there's fences up, the building came down. The next stage for that actually is Heritage Council. We'll have a look at the foundations to see if there's any important archaeological things there. Also, the tender for the render panel for the park is up there. The works on fixing all the handrails and everything and bringing them up to standard at Highbrook has been completed. There's a new all-weather ping-pong table up at the Lizard. Take your bat and balls up there and your shuttlecock and go and play that. And also, all the streetscape trees I mentioned the other week about people applying to get trees that they can get planted in front of their houses.
Yes.
They've all been closed. successful people have been notified and those cleanings will commence this month.
Mates, there's always plenty to find about what's doing around the Muswellbrook District. Mayor Rod Scholes, as always, thank you for keeping us up to date. We'll speak to you next week.
No worries. Thanks, Mayor.